Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. Thanks for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore, right? And that book is So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck of the 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And on page 273, we are starting a new translation. Every month we do a different translation and compare that to God's perfectly preserved words, the 1769 King James Bible. God's perfect word without one error. And this new translation is the New King James Version. Although several of the recent modern speech versions have been favorably received, the King James Version continues to be preferred by more than a third of America's readers of the English Bible. At the same time, there is a growing awareness of the modern reader's difficulties in understanding its 16th century English that, to a great extent, goes back to William Tyndale and Miles Coverdale. A new major attempt to update the language while at the same time preserving its basic literary structure has therefore been made. The result is the Holy Bible, the New King James Version, which professes to be not a new translation, but a new and improved edition of the old. This is, of course, not the first time the King James Version has been revised. From the very first, this version was not static or fixed. Hence, the King James Version is used today differs markedly from the one originally printed in 1611. It differs in content, size, typography, spelling, punctuation, and some extent in vocabulary. In addition to the 66 books that all Christians accept as inspired and authoritative, the first edition contained the Old Testament Apocrypha. Like its predecessor, the Bishop's Bible, of which it was a revision, the first edition was printed in a large folio size using a block letter type, except for comparatively few words printed in Roman type to indicate that they had no exact equivalence in the original, but were added to make the translation conform to the English idiom. In 1612, in imitation of the Geneva Bible, the whole version was printed in quarto size with Roman type and the supplied words in italics. A revision containing more than 300 differences from the 1611 edition was published in 1613. Sharp criticisms of the version by such men as Hugh Broughton forced the Cambridge University Press to publish a further revision in 1629. In 1638, an attempt was made to produce an authentic corrected Bible by a small committee that included two of the original translators. 15 years later, 1653, the Long Parliament called and took over the government. Nothing came of the proposal. And we will talk about these updated revisions of the King James Bible next week.